Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's special episode of the RV Atlas. And today's episode is a special episode because we are putting one of the boys to work today. They're going to help out with today's podcast. My special guest today is my son, Max Puglisi, and the topic that we're going to go through today are Max's five favorite campgrounds of all time. So we're going to walk through his favorites, and he's going to explain why these are his favorites. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. Redesigned and really fun, the 2020 Eagle and Eagle HT travel trailer lineups have something for every camper. New interior design options, modern farmhouse, and American traditional will make you feel right at home. Plus, with an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, peace of mind comes standard with your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome to the show, Max.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
How is this whole quarantine going for you? Be honest.
It's boring. I can't see my friends and hang out and stuff.
Is that the hardest part, probably, is not seeing your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you seeing them on video chat a bit?
FaceTime.
FaceTime. Sorry. Hopefully it's over soon, bud. We know it's been tough. So today we're going to do something fun, though, and we're going to talk about your five favorite campgrounds, all right? Mm-hmm. So let's start with your first favorite campground. What is your first favorite?
My first favorite is Fort Wilderness at Disney because it's like campground. It's like having a campground and Disney, like two of my favorite things. And the pool slide and the hot tub. So when you come back from the parks, you can go to the pool and stuff. And I also like how the Hoop-Dee-Dee Review and the Chippendale sing-along. So like the activities are always fun. And I like the food there, like Trails End, because it's really good and their fried chicken is the best. So those are my reasons for Fort Wilderness.
To you, a couple questions. Do you like, at Trails End, do you like the breakfast better or the dinner? Because we've done both.
Probably the dinner.
And is that largely just because of the fried chicken?
No. Yeah, probably, actually.
Mommy actually likes breakfast better there. But I'm with you. I think I would go with dinner. Now, Max, I will never forget the first time we went to the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. Because you were laughing, like you loved the show and you loved the jokes in that show. How many times have we gone to Hoop-Dee-Doo?
Two or three.
I think we've gone three times. Like, let me ask you honestly, tell our listeners honestly, is the show just as good now that you're getting a little bit older? Or do you think that it was like even better when you were, you know, 6 years old?
I think it's still as good, but it's like not like... The first time, it was my first time hearing all the jokes. Every time they're different, but kind of the same. So the first time was definitely the best one for me.
When one of the singers came down and embarrassed me because my singing was so bad, did that embarrass you a little or did you think it was funny?
No, not really. It wasn't that embarrassing.
Because it was me they were making fun of. So the first thing you said was you like that it's a campground and Disney, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, like, the theme parks are there. But do you really think it's, like, the best campground you've ever been to?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's my all-time favorite. Okay, so that was Fort Wilderness. Now let's go to Max's second pick here. And these aren't in order, right, Max? It's not like you're going from your first favorite to your least favorite.
No, but Fort Wilderness is definitely my first favorite, though.
Okay, fair enough. So Fort Wilderness is your number one pick. And then the rest of these, I think, are kind of equal for you to some degree?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your next favorite?
Chesapeake KOA First, because, like, when you go in, like, once you get into the park, it's, like, it's not so nice. Well, it's, like, nice, but the campground, like, the campsites aren't as big, and the front of the campground isn't as nice. But then once you get to, like, the beach, the bay area, it's there, and then you remember why you went there, and it's amazing. And also because the food is amazing, they have such good seafood there, and, like tacos and stuff, it's just so good. And also the boardwalk area, like, it's, like, so, like, you go up, there's a restaurant to one side, then, like, what's it called? Like, the,
oh, my gosh.
The, like, hammocks.
Oh, the there's, like, the little hammocks. Hammock village.
And then there's, like, some beach activities on the deck, and then you go and walk down the stairs to the beach, well, the bay.
But it's, like, a bay, it's, like, a sandy bay beach.
Yeah. And also, I like the hammock area because, like, when we go there, it's one of my favorite places to, like, relax, and I always go there.
Now, do you like to hang out there in the hammock area with Mom and Dad, or do you like to hang out with your friends and have Mom and Dad, like, not be there?
Friends.
Yeah, you guys spent hours there. Now, you gave a really good, you made a really good point about this campground. We all love this Chesapeake Bay KOA. And it's really because of the beach and the bay. Like, the actual campground itself is not amazing, right, Max?
Yeah, it's definitely because of the beach and, like, bay.
No, you said, like, well, like, the sites are not amazing. What do you mean by that?
They're small and cramped, and, like, it's a normal campsite. It's like, kind of small, and, like, the grass isn't good, and it's, like, it's just a normal campsite, but then once you get to the beach and stuff,
it's, like, it's all worth it. Now, you didn't mention one thing that we did that was one of the most fun things we've ever done at any campground.
Wait, I wasn't done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, the SUPing and the jet skiing, that was definitely one of my favorites because it was my first time on a jet ski. And SUPing, it's always been something I liked, so that was fun.
You're really good at that. Now, tell us a little bit more about the jet skis. Like, do you rent them right there at the campground, and do you get to go fast on them and go far away?
Well, I couldn't ride them, but yeah, you could go pretty fast and far away, but it's kind of like a tour.
Did you go on Mom's jet ski or Dad's jet ski?
Mom's.
Okay. So we went all over the place in the Chesapeake Bay. That jet ski ride was really great. And the guy that runs it, I think his name was, oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. I want to say his name was Raven, but I'm not positive about that. But he does a great job renting the jet skis there. And I totally agree. Like, the food is really good, and you can even get, like, the food delivered on the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. So your next favorite campground, and I love that this is one of your favorites, and it's really, truly also near and dear to Mommy's heart. It's probably her favorite campground. What's your next pick?
Assateague Island State Park. Because of the wild horses that are roaming around, because I forget the background story of it, but there's wild horses roaming around the campground. And also because the campsite's right on the beach. So, like, the campsite, your campsite's on sand, and, like, there's dunes surrounding, like, your campsite. And then you can, like, look over the dunes. Like, not, you can go on the roof and then look over at the beach.
Go on the RV roof?
Yeah.
So you've climbed up on the RV roof to look at the ocean?
Yeah.
Dad was there to monitor, though, right? Just so everybody knows, you're not allowed to go up there if Mom and Dad aren't with you.
Well, one time, but so.
We're not going to talk about that.
So then it's your campsite. There's, like, a walkway up to the beach, like, right near it. So it's really easy to get to the beach. And I like, another reason I like it is because the beach is really fun for swimming. And usually when we go there, like, one time the waves were really bad and stuff, so we didn't go in that much because it wasn't nice out and to go in the ocean. But then the second time we went in the ocean a lot, and it was really fun.
Daddy actually gets a little nervous swimming with the three of you in the ocean there sometimes because it can get a little bit rough. And, I mean, you guys are all good swimmers, but I'll just being honest. Like, I get a little nervous sometimes. Like, I feel like I got to keep you guys close, but you're so adventurous, you always want to kind of swim all over the place.
Yeah, and I also like bike riding. It's really nice for bike riding with, like, the beach right next to you while you bike ride. And the roads are really nice for bike riding, and there's a lot of space for it.
But we got some flat tires there, though, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, the second time we went, there was, like, these prickly things that got stuck all over your tires, and they also got stuck in, like, the side of your fingernail, and it hurt.
Yeah, Theo got both of his tires flat, and Daddy got flat tires.
Yeah, I got a flat tire. Me and Theo had to get new bike tires in our bike.
So, Max, you guys, you know, we've gone to a lot of different types of campgrounds, and we've gone to, like, really high-end resort campgrounds like Fort Wilderness and Chesapeake Bay that have all kinds of activities. But you also really love like a simple state park campground like Assateague State Park, right? I mean, like
I wouldn't really say it's simple, but...
Oh, well, what do you mean? Go ahead.
Like, I wouldn't say it's a simple one because, first of all, it's on the beach. But, I mean, I kind of see your point, but I wouldn't call it like simple.
Fair enough. Okay, Max, you have two more favorites that you want to share with us.
Yep.
But before we do so, we need to thank our friends and sponsors over at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And we just can't wait to get back to Jellystone. I mean, we were supposed to be there right now, but we're not. And we're a little sad about that, but we're going to get back there soon. So whether you enjoy the comfort of a cabin or tiny home, or you're an RV enthusiast like we are, or you prefer to tent or yurt camp, Jellystone Park's first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities provide the setting for a fun family vacation that's also easy on the wallet. We love taking weekend trips and week-long family vacations to Jellystone Park because so much of the family fun is included in the price. So we know all of you want to get back out to the campground and get back out to Jellystone Park. So just remember to check them out at jellystonepark.com. And it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone Park. All right, Max, your next favorite
is Jellystone Mill Run. Because there's this old water slide there that you, like, take these mats, and then you can go, like, really fast down it, and it's really long. And then there's the new water slide.
Wait, the mats on the side of the hill?
No, the, do you know?
Oh, the old water slides. Oh, my gosh, those were so much fun.
And then there's the new water slides that aren't as fast, but they're still pretty fun to go down. The yellow one, there's a huge slope, but then the red one, it's not that fast. But the new ones are still fun.
But the old ones have been there since the 70s, I think. And they're not even allowed to build water slides like this anymore. But those were really cool. Mm-hmm. And they're over in like the old section of the park. You could almost miss them, right? If you didn't know they were there.
Yeah, they were kind of hidden. And another one why I love it is the snow tubing on the hill. So like there's the snow tubing on grass. So you take us, there's this like, it's like, I don't know what, there's a material line like that goes all the way down the steep hill.
It's like a plasticky kind of material that's slippery.
And then you take a snow tube up there and go down it, and it's a pretty big hill, so it's really fun. And then I also like the huge cabin, and because it was just really nice, and the cabins there were really nice. And the
Let me stop. So we were booked to stay in a regular cabin, but then this gigantic cabin was open. And it was like a cabin with two sides that slept 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys like slept in a different part of the cabin than Mom and Dad did, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And would it have been fun to have like another family with us and have stayed? I mean, they just put us in that one because it was empty for the weekend.
Yeah.
But it would be cool like if we went with like our friends like Shay and Brady and Andy and Sean and like rented that cabin, right?
Yeah, that would have been fun.
What, did you like the restaurant there?
Yeah, that's actually my next one. I like the restaurant because the customer service was really good, and they had really good eggs and stuff, and and their restaurant was really good. And also I like their water park because it was really big, and there was like this Water Wars thing where you like launched balloons at the other team and tried
to... Mom and Dad beat you guys, right?
No, we actually won. But so
that's debatable.
Well, no, because the target was broken for years. So you launch balloons at each other's bases and try to hit the other person's target. And that was really fun too.
How many times do you think you went down the water slides at Jellystone Park Mill Run? Just take a guess. In a day, how many times would you go down those slides?
The most was probably like 60 something.
That sounds about right to me. Like, I literally think you probably went down those slides 60 times. Over and over and over again. All right, so your last favorite. This one surprised me a little bit, Max, but I think it's a good pick. So when we went to Glacier National Park last summer, we stayed at two KOAs. We stayed at St. Mary Glacier East KOA on the east side of Glacier, and we stayed at the West Glacier KOA. Now, some people think the West Glacier KOA is one of the best campgrounds in the country, and it's one of the best KOAs in the country, but you actually liked the St. Mary Glacier East KOA better. Tell us why.
Because the west one, I mostly like the east side better than the west side, because the west side was, like, more wimpy and stuff, because, like, there's just the red bus tours, like, the west side, they kept the roof up the whole time, and it was really nice out, but then on the east side, they let the roof out, and it was there's a lot of differences.
So we had a better time on the red bus tour on the east side.
And I just,
overall, you liked the east side better.
Yeah, overall, the east side was better.
But what do you mean when you say that the west side was wimpy and the east side was maybe a little bit tougher? Because I think I agree with you.
Because, like, everything was more strict, and there's a lot more rules, even when it came to the hiking and stuff. But then on the east side, there wasn't as much rules.
It was kind of wilder.
Yeah.
So what else did you love about that St. Mary Glacier East KOA?
I like the mountains surrounding it. It was a really pretty view. Both campgrounds had mountains surrounding it, but I like the mountains on the east side more because they were more close and stuff, so it was a better, and you had a better view of them. And I also like the huge hot tub. There was a really big hot tub, so after a hike you could go in it. And it was really big.
We were in that hot tub for hours. Mm-hmm. And in the West Glacier KOA, you guys weren't allowed in the hot tub. It was adults only. The other one. And I think that's part of the reason why you like St. Mm-hmm. Mary Glacier East better is the kids were allowed in the hot tub.
And so, I also like the red bus tour. It picked us up right there. I'm not sure if that would count as a campground thing or not.
I think it does, because right at that KOA, the St. Mary Glacier East, the red bus pulls into the parking lot and takes you. And on the west side, it might do that, but I'm not so sure. So what else did you like?
I don't remember it on the... No,
I didn't say it either.
You had to go to a hotel to get picked up on the west side.
I think that's right.
And
so,
also, another reason why I love this, the cabins were really nice. The lofts were really big, and there was a lot of moving space in the loft, like, so you could stand up more. And then the living area was nice, and the kitchen was pretty big, like... And then,
Was the ice cream good?
Oh, yeah, and the... I don't think I had it.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah, I had.
I remember paying for it.
I kind of forget, so.
Now, look, those are your five favorite, specific campgrounds. My last question for you before I let you off the hook here and let you go back out on the trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are your favorite things about our camping trips in general?
I mostly like, because usually when we go on camping trips, we see our friends there. So I like seeing our friends there. And also, when we go camping, we don't usually stay at the campground. We also kind of explore outside of the campground. And the campgrounds we go to, like Jellystones in the state parks and national parks, they're always really fun.
Max, I really appreciate you coming back on the podcast today. Will you come back again soon and do another episode with us?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, bud. I really appreciate your time today. Take care.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.